Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Gabrielle Cooney. I'm calling for my dad, who's coming out of New Rehab Hospital this Thursday, and he needs a home health care, like home health aid.
Sure. Okay.
And I'm his daughter, and I can't take care of him at all.
You can't, right?
I cannot.
Okay. Is there any other family member or friend that would like to care for him?
No.
What?
Because his sister pays for his financial, like, takes care of all his financial stuff,
mm-hmm.
but she lives 2 hours away.
Oh, okay.
And I live with him, but I have my own stuff to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which county is he in?
He lives in Chester Springs.
Oh, okay, sure. So we could definitely help him. We can find an age for him. Is he with Medicaid?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, sure. I can check that for you. Give me just a minute, okay? Let me just pull things up, okay?
I don't have his, like, his medical stuff is downstairs, but I could go downstairs and get it, but...
I would just need his name and date of birth. Do you have that?
I do, by heart.
Okay, perfect. So give me just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what is his first name?
George Francis Cooney.
Well, do you want to spell it for me so I have the correct spelling?
G-E-O-R-G-E.
Okay.
George, and then Francis is his middle name.
Okay, and last name?
And then Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y.
Okay, and what about his date of birth?
Oh, April 16th, 1950.
His information did not come up. So April 16, 1950,
yes.
1950, right?
Yes.
And you wouldn't have his social security number, right? Would you?
I'm upstairs and his stuff is downstairs.
Oh. Would you want to go get it so I can pull it up?
Hold on. Walk a flight of stairs again. I mean, the doctor, the hospital that right now just called me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And what's
sorry,
the address?
Everyone on the second floor, so give me a minute.
No problem.
He was just taking a small bit upstairs. Staircases. Okay, hold on. What do you need his?
Social Security.
His Medicaid.
Oh, if you have his Medicaid ID, that's fine. You have his Medicaid ID?
I have a Medicaid ID and I know the health care too.
Okay, so give me the Medicaid ID.
Okay, it's, you need the number?
Yeah.
7BW9GM5XA46.
I believe it should be just 10 digits. Do you see anything like that?
No, that's all I see.
And you're sure it's Medicaid and not Medicare?
It's Medicare, yeah.
Oh, it's Medicare. So he's not with Medicaid.
Yeah.
So he's not with Medicaid. The question is if he would be eligible for Medicaid so we can help him enroll in the program. Do you know
what? Because he also has his United Health healthcare too.
Mhm. Yeah, but he has Medicare with United Healthcare. We will need Medicaid.
It does. It says Medicare, but it doesn't say Medicaid.
Mhm. So the question is, if he's eligible for Medicaid, would you know his monthly income?
That I could not tell you at all. I know he makes more money than my mother and I. So. And he has. He was an Army veteran, so.
Oh, so his income is too high, so he wouldn't be eligible for Medicaid.
Okay.
If he wants to do private pay, we offer that as well. We can find an aide, and he can pay out of his pocket.
Okay.
That's going to be like $30 an hour.
Okay, well, he has his debit card right here.
Okay, so what do you want to do, private pay?
I guess we'll have no choice because I need to get him home health care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, fine. So you want to go ahead, right?
Yep. Okay. I need to get him set up with one.
Perfect.
He can yell at me later.
What?
He can yell at me. He can yell at me later.
He can?
I mean, he can yell at me later. I'm trying to save his life.
Right, right. Okay, good. All right. Let me just see. Hold on. Give me just a minute. I have an issue with our system here, so I'm just going to take the basic information, and then I'm going to call you back once everything is up and running. Is that fine?
Well, I'm not going to be downstairs. That's the only problem.
I don't need anything. I would just need basically the name and address, phone number, and these information.
I can give you his phone number, but I mean, you need to call me back.
Okay. His name is George F. Cooney.
Yes.
And what is his phone number?
His phone number is 44-431-0384.
Mm-hmm.
0384? Yes, but his cognitive side is not himself right now. He's been in the hospital.
I would be reaching out to you for any questions. I just need his phone number in the system. So what is your name?
Oh. My name is Gabrielle Cooney.
Can you spell that for me?
G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E. Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y.
Okay. And I'm putting in your number as a point of contact, right?
Yeah. I'm his daughter.
Okay.
610-724-9297.
Okay. Perfect.
Do you want me to also give you my aunt's number, too, because she helps financially support him, too?
Okay. Sure.
I just have to look it up.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry. Her name is Kathy.
Okay.
And her number is
K-A-T-H-Y, right?
K-A-T-H-Y, yeah.
Oh.
Her number is 570.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
570-430.
Mm-hmm.
6251.
6251?
No. 430-2251.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
What about your father's address?
Oh. That's 1242 Janie, J-A-I-N-E, Lane, Spring City, or Chester Springs, PA 19421.
Got it.
I know it's not really in Chester Springs. It's not really in Spring City. It's really Chester Springs, but
Chester Springs. Yeah, that's
Google weird.
Came up Chester Springs.
Yeah, but it's really not. The physical address is a little screwy, but it's really if you're mailing something, you have to do it like
Chester
by
Springs.
Janie Lane.
Yeah.
No, you have to mail it by Janie Lane,
okay.
If you want to come to the house. But we have a P.O. box number, too.
Oh.
Can I give you my PO Box number as well?
So, yeah, I can take that as well.
It's PO Box 147, mm-hmm. Bertrandville, PA, 19421.
What is it?
Bertrandville, PA, 19421.
Please tell me the Bertrandville.
Bertrunville.
Okay.
All one word.
And you said we can also mail to Dandy Lane, Chester Springs, PA, right?
Well, if it's a, well, yeah, if it's just like a package or something.
Yeah.
But if it's the actual mail, you have to use the post office.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
Yeah.
I got deleted. Do you want to give it to me once again? Sorry about that.
Give what to you?
PO Box 147.
Bertrandville, PA, 19421.
All right. Are there any minors present in the patient's home?
What?
Any minors in the patient's home?
No. I'm the only one.
Okay, fine. So I'm
35 years old.
And what is it?
I'm 35 years old.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's not a problem. All right.
I'm not a minor.
Right. All right. So I have his information here. I'm going to go ahead and put it into the system, and we're going to reach out to you once our system is back up and running to get if we need any additional information. All right?
Okay.
And let me just see if someone from our intake team is available to take your call.
Okay. What does that mean?
So that's an intake specialist. They're going to guide you to the next step.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Okay, it looks like there's no specialist available on the moment, so we're going to give you a call back, okay?
Wait, what?
We're going to give you a call back if we have any questions, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be kind of busy the rest of the day, so.
Oh. I'm thinking.
And I have an appointment tomorrow morning, so I can't be bothered.
Okay, so should I take the card number now?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you mind?
No problem. No, I can take it. I'm ready when you are.
It's a Visa debit card.
All right. All right.
47.
Okay.
4737.
Okay.
0280.
Okay.
6292.
Okay.
4256.
Okay.
And it's valid through 12/29. And the CVV is 819.
And what is that the zip code?
19421.
All right. Okay. And how many hours would he need care per day?
I don't know, but I know he needs, like, all day.
All day?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe not, like, in the early morning because, like, I think I can help him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't, like, and I know he doesn't need it, like, overnight when he's sleeping because he sleeps all night. But, like, I'm definitely, like, maybe 8 hours a day or something.
8 hours a day?
Yeah, I think so. I'm roughly estimating. Also, the hospital that I just talked to said he can't buy his own groceries at all because he can't carry it.
Yeah.
He was just in the hospital two weeks ago. When I got home 2 weeks ago, I found him on the floor, literally almost unconscious.
Oh, really?
For 3 days.
Wow.
So I got him in as soon as I could because otherwise he would have been dead.
Wow.
And he's 75 years old, and he has a heart.
He didn't have food, or?
Because he didn't have any liquids or food, yeah.
Wow. Was there no food in the house, or nobody took care of him?
He hit his head, and he, like, everything's fine in his head now, but he's starting to learn more cognitive stuff because he hit his head. So he really needs help, with speech and everything, too. But he's really good physically. Like, he doesn't need help physically. He just
mm-hmm.
a few white stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I already got him food, like Meals on Wheels already.
Oh.
Like, I already got him like that already.
Yeah.
But he just can't be driving anywhere like that, like, for a while.
Mm-hmm. So is he still in the hospital now?
He's in the rehab for a hospital. He's been there for about 2 weeks now.
Okay, and when is he going to be discharged?
But he's coming out this Thursday. Yeah. Well, that's what they just confirmed.
Okay, so you want to do it eight hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But the only question I have is when I talked to my mom about this, and I talked to my aunt about this, that he should probably not walk up a flight of stairs to his bedroom every day.
Mm-hmm.
We were afraid that he's going to fall again.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to call the police again.
Oh.
He's going to have a bed downstairs because there's a room that in our house that doesn't have anything in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe put a bed downstairs for him, but I don't know how to do that.
Okay. So maybe when the aid is there, she's going to help you.
All right.
So let's start looking for an aid, and we'll be in touch. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.